Hi, AfterBuzzers. You're watching the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vampire Diaries, Season 7, Episode 18, One Way or Another. Join us as we break down the episode and give our thoughts and predictions. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya.
Hi guys, I'm your host Katie Campbell, and you can tweet me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell, and I'm joined tonight by a lovely co-host, Sam Davidson.
Hey guys, I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43, and I'm on the live chat per usual, so keep the convo going. I'll try to join and give shout-outs when I can.
Awesome, and unfortunately tonight we are missing two of our co-hosts, Tiana Hobson and Jordana Morfin. They really wish they could be here, and you guys should totally tweet them, though, even though they're not here, at the Tiana Hobson and at Jordana_Morfin. So, before we get started, thank you guys for always tuning in and watching our show, and if you haven't already, please subscribe to us on YouTube. That's youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Give us that 5 stars, thumbs up, rate us, comment, let us know what you think, and so we can bring this to you guys every week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so let's jump into tonight's episode. What did you think? Overall thoughts?
I felt as though we were getting on the right track again. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought that, you know, there were some things that still bothered me, but okay. I feel as though we got the crew back. We got to see a lot of people we haven't seen in a few weeks.
Yeah, I like that. I like the whole, it's weird because we're putting some storylines to bed, and we'll talk about that, and then we're kind of getting into some new ones, and that's what's always exciting about The Vampire Diaries, is like this new thought of what does that mean, or this big bad that's maybe coming in the future. I like it.
Me too. It's who knows what's next, but we do know there will be another season, so.
Yes. Hopefully lots more after that. Mm-hmm. With all the rumors, we don't know, but hopefully more. So something exciting in this episode was the whole Damon and Alaric romance getting back together as best friends, kind of, again.
Here's my issue, is okay. That for us, it's not, we skipped the 3 years as viewers, so I'm mm-hmm. not as mad at Damon as everybody else is.
Oh.
Because we haven't really had to miss Ian Somerhalder.
Right.
But for everybody else, I mean, Alaric is really not nice to him, as is Bonnie, which we'll get into later, but with I don't know, the Alaric storyline's been throwing me a little bit.
Really? Just the way he's acting? Do you think it's not fair?
I don't think it's fair, and I also feel as though he stole, like, one of his good friend's girlfriends, and this whole thing happened, and would Joe really be looking down and, like, wanting the, I mean, she probably would, I guess, to.
Yeah, you know, people have to move on when death happens, so I feel like it's kind of, I see from both sides with that whole Alaric and Caroline situation, but as far as Joe, Rick brings her up right in the very beginning when Damon decides, you know what, let's save you, Marty, because you're puking up blood. Let's bring an ambulance to you and try to keep you alive for the time being while we figure some stuff out. And Alaric just says, you know, you should say goodbye to Stefan. How'd you feel about him saying that?
I just, yeah, one of the things that's pissed me off about him is he's distanced himself so much from the family that we know, which includes Caroline, Alaric, Stefan, Damon, Bonnie, even Enzo. And Alaric now, after all these years, is just basically like, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
And I get that he has children now, and they're his main priority. But I thought it was really not cool. And I get that Damon left without a good goodbye, mm-hmm. and he's angry, but it was too much.
I'm a little angry about Damon just telling everybody he's gonna go take a nap for a while. I think it was a little selfish.
Yeah, but that's who he is. And I mean, honestly, if they are smart, one of them should have been like, he'll be up in a few years, knowing our crazy world.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't forever.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if, I mean, do you think Alaric wanted him to say goodbye to Stefan for selfish reasons over Caroline? Or do you think it was really coming, though, from a real place in the heart about him watching Joe, whoever was taking Joe's body as a heretic, you know, when they're, or yeah. as a vampire that got into her body?
I think he's trying to speak as though he has authority on the matter because mm-hmm. he's been through it, but I do think it's selfish. I think it is coming from a selfish place, and then he comes around.
Yeah.
But it's almost as though he could have helped more at the beginning, or at least been more like, let's save Stefan.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, he says to Damon, too, he doesn't really even know what's going on with anybody. He's just distanced himself. Caroline and him have, you know, made new friends. It's been 3 years. They have a new life, and he's happy.
It hasn't
happy.
Been 30 years.
Three.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. He, like, when Alaric said it, he acts as though they have, like, it's only, for a vampire, too, I know Alaric's not a vampire, but Caroline is. Mm-hmm. 3 years is not very long.
Yeah, and I actually want to ask Alaric. I wanted to ask him like 3 times in this episode. Well, what are you going to do when Caroline, she's a vampire and you're not anymore? Mm-hmm. So, and he's in love with her. He says it.
Yeah. Gia says, I don't think Alaric cares one way or the other about Damon peacing out for a while. He got what he wanted, those twins. But yeah. I don't know. I think he does care, because him and Damon have a weird thing.
Yeah, I think he was hurt, and then he wrapped himself up in this whole family life, and he's so used to not having to fight for 3 years, not having to, you know, be a vampire hunter, go through anything, have any drama. He's just living a normal life, and he's enjoying it. So maybe that's where it's coming from. He's a little hesitant to get into the whole situation. Well, so they go find Ambrose, right? Ambrose is...
Yes, we got it right this time, guys. Ambrose.
Yeah, like, what were we saying before?
Because they didn't really introduce him last week. We just saw it in the previews. I was saying, Ambrosi, or I don't know what I was saying, but it's okay. Ambrose. We got it.
Yeah.
And I actually looked up some of the history.
I was going to ask you.
It's cool.
Oh, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, it's, like, kind of ancient old history as, like, the name Ambrose and who he was, and he... I don't want to get this wrong. He was some kind of god of some sort.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, I love it when the show brings, like, actually touches on old myths and folklore and things like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
That's something that kind of made me fall in love with it in the first place, with the history going back in time, with the wars, and, you know, you tie it into real things. It makes it fun for viewers. So Ambrose is in Memphis at a fraternity house, drinking and partying. I actually thought it was kind of funny. Sometimes, although he's crazy because he's a serial killer.
I'm going to ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
How much of a difference did you see in the acting with Paul Wesley versus, like, Ripper Stefan and Ambrose? They seemed a little similar. Yeah.
But I like it because Ambrose is kind of a weirdo, crazy ripper in a sense. I mean, although he doesn't rip the heads off, he makes them kill each other. But the same kind of madness.
Yeah.
And I know Paul has said before that he enjoys playing that role. And I love to see him like that.
Gemini 9857 says that he was too much like Silas, which is a good point, because that's also, it's beyond Ripper Stefan, the doppelganger Silas, remember?
So, like, all of his villains, do you guys think are somewhat the same, all the villains he plays?
I would like to see a different sector of villain. Okay. I don't know. But he always does a great job. I love Paul Wesley, and I enjoy his villainous characters, because you can tell he's having so much fun as an actor doing it.
Yeah. And we've learned a lot about Ambrose this episode. He said, you know, I'll give you Stefan's body back if you kill Reyna for me. Because apparently he blamed Reyna for a couple of massacres. So that's crazy. That's a kind of a smart move on his part, though, to have her run out of town, right?
And a lot of people in the chat are saying that Ambrose killed Reyna's boyfriend.
Yeah, that he said he turned her boyfriend.
Yeah, turned.
So this, you know, I've been saying, oh, what if, you know, that body that Ambrose is in is actually a doppelganger of Stefan's? You know, the doppelgangers have been killed off now, but he's in Stefan's body, so I thought maybe that was his true body. But I've seen a comment too, I can't remember if it was on YouTube or Twitter, from one of you guys that said, no, she said her boyfriend looked like Damon, or looked similar to Damon.
I saw that same one, but I also saw another comment somewhere on Twitter or YouTube that said that matching up the amount of doppelgangers that died of Elena's.
Oh, yes.
And then of Stefan's, and there has to be more of Stefan.
Because we've only seen how many?
Of Stefan?
Three,
I think.
And there were four Elena's.
There was five.
Oh, maybe there were five. Yeah, okay. So there has to be some kind of a Stefan somewhere. Because speaking to the thing about she told Damon that he looks like Damon, I mean, you know, he could look like Stefan Stefan looks like Damon, quote unquote, because they're brothers.
Oh, I really hope that somehow Damon doesn't have doppelgangers, just because that would be silly.
whatever the case may be, we really need to figure out who her boyfriend was. They have to give that to us because they keep throwing that in a little bit here and there in some of these episodes.
I just need more significance from Raina. And
really?
Yeah, I just like who she is, where she comes from, because that episode a couple months ago, maybe, where they gave her backstory, mm-hmm. it didn't give me exactly what I wanted and what I needed, because at the end of that backstory, I still didn't like her.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe it was supposed to soften us up to her, but it still didn't, and I didn't understand why, but... I just need more from her.
Well, maybe they'll give us more. They have to give us a little bit more story.
Mm-hmm.
So he also says there's a loophole that he can easily jump into the body of a transitioning vampire if you find him a witch. So do you think maybe he's jumped bodies before in his past life?
Probably. Yeah. Wouldn't shock me.
But that has to be some kind of a negative effect by doing that.
We've seen the vampires do that before, I think, right? Them jump body. Okay, we've seen Klaus.
Yeah,
Klaus do it. So it can be done. I don't think there's really bad consequences with that. It wouldn't surprise me if, and which we'll get into there. You know, there's another Bennett witch, and it's always Bennett witches that are in charge of these really big spells. So
right.
He probably had it done by a Bennett witch too. Wouldn't surprise me.
That ties everything in. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes Damon and Alaric go on the run looking for Raina, mm-hmm. and Damon calls Valerie, who's like freaking out, wants to know how Stefan is, which up to this point, I feel a little bad for her, but I just don't really care too much about their relationship.
Here's what's so funny is that when I was watching this, I was thinking that Katie must be crying. And Katie was like, "Ugh, no, Valerie, bleh, I don't care." And I've been so anti-Valerie this entire time. However, I really felt bad for her this episode, like super bad.
Yeah.
But I did. I felt hurt.
I felt hurt a little bit towards the end when we found out what happened with her and Stefan. But as far as right now when she's on the phone with Damon and her first words out of her mouth, how Stefan, I mean, I get it because she loves him. I don't know. It just, I'm not into the relationship. I don't think they built it up enough for me. And they already built up something else that I was trying to get into. Steriline. So.
But I do think that they are definitely bringing that back.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
Which I think is going to make a lot of fans happy.
Absolutely. Speaking of bringing something back or something new back, which is, you know, Kai from The Vampire Diaries, who's going to be in this new awesome show on Tuesday, April 19th on the CW. It's coming and there is no cure. The greatest enemy comes from within, from co-creator of The Vampire Diaries, Julie Plec, and Emmy Award-winning director of Game of Thrones, comes the riveting outbreak thriller, Containment. When a mysterious and deadly epidemic breaks out in Atlanta, a massive urban quarantine is quickly enforced. Loved ones will be torn apart, and those on both sides of the fence will be put to the ultimate test of survival. Not just fighting disease, but fear, isolation, and the unknown. But is this virus an act of Mother Nature terrorism, or something far more sinister? The truth will not be contained. Secrets reign to unravel, society begins to crumble, but unlikely heroes will rise. Ordinary people will defy the most extraordinary odds. Don't miss the utterly terrifying yet highly anticipated new series, Containment. The must-see limited series event premieres Tuesday, April 19th. Catch it only on the CW. So excited.
I am so excited. That's 2 days. And we have Kai, like you said, and Dahlia from the originals, and it's going to be amazing because it's a Julie Plec show.
Yeah, honestly, I would watch anything she does.
Me too. I hope she does more. I'll just totally get on the bandwagon for that.
She needs doppelgangers because she has so much to do.
I know. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited for this. So, speaking back into The Vampire Diaries, Damon calls Enzo because Valerie found out, right? Did she find out that Raina was with Enzo in a car?
God, this is so funny. I'm sitting here picturing all these people in my head as, like, Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
So Raina, Enzo stole her from this little Uber driver. Poor Uber driver. He was just taken advantage of.
I also feel bad for the ambulance guys. The paramedics that were compelled by Damon, you know?
Yeah, I know. Anybody that gets compelled, it's a little little, I don't know. But it's one of the perks of being a vampire, if you can do that.
That's the thing I would really enjoy very much.
Yeah, I want to be a vampire. I say it all the time. So Reyna is taken by Enzo, and Damon calls Enzo, and he wants Reyna. He's trying to tell him, I need him to save Stefan, and Enzo doesn't care. We don't yet, at this point, know why Enzo has Reyna, or, you know, what his reasoning is, and he doesn't even tell Damon. He just says, you can't have her.
Yeah. Oh, God. Enzo needs to... I think we're going to get some clarification with him, and we're going to start being on his side more.
We got a little bit of that tonight.
Just with the Bonnie stuff?
Yeah, I think, you know, his, you know, reason for doing things has been, in my mind, in question a lot. Yeah. But tonight, I get where he's coming from. I think maybe it's because I'm rooting for one of, you know, the original people on the show, Bonnie.
Yeah, and they, you know, what was it? The beginning of the season when we saw the flash forward of them and everyone freaked out.
It's hot.
It is. It's really hot. And I think that Bonnie Bennett and Kat Grammer as an actress is the one saving Enzo's character for the viewers that is going to put him back on our good side is because of Bonnie's character.
That's interesting. Yeah, because for a while there, he was just so against Stefan, and I think it kind of got weird or something.
He just is too flip-floppy. And but a woman, it makes sense that it would be a woman to bring him back to the good side.
Right. Well, we'll get into them in a little bit. Let's talk about how Damon and Rick went back to the fraternity house and see total massacre. He didn't kill anybody, I don't think. He made them kill each other, right? Still crazy.
Well, that is, that. I mean, that's even worse, essentially. And that's what he did back in the 1800s, they said. And that is terrifying. And but it also is a way for him not to get caught ever. The killer was never found. That's what they said from when they talked about his history. So it's smart. It's sad. I mean, I know this is silly, but think about those parents of those kids that have to, you know, my kid killed somebody and then they killed themselves or whatever. Yeah, that's so upsetting. Oh, gosh. And I'm like kind of glad they didn't go into that as much. But just thinking about it in general, that's a very upsetting thing to do.
Right.
More upsetting than just Matt, like, killing them all.
Yeah, he's terrifying. He's playing this game.
Like a puppet master, yeah.
Oh, that's scary. So something that I thought was super interesting, though, right before that happened, it was because Damon called Ambrose to tell him, listen, I'm gonna help you, but I need you to give me Stefan's body first because Reyna is taken and we'll find her and we'll get her for you and we'll kill her. And he was not happy about that. So the words, I wrote it down, he said, this sense of disappointment must be what it actually feels like to have you for a brother.
Oh God, I wish he didn't get that diary to begin with, because he's obviously a very smart person, vampire, spirit. And him having Stefan's diary to begin with gave him, he's going to be able to really throw some good jabs at Damon, which he did.
Yeah, he did that, and then he killed people, and then he went on the run looking for Marty, Stefan, a.k.a. Stefan.
A.k.a. like Klaus's brother.
Because of the hair?
Yeah, well, so many people still said it on Twitter in the comments. Yeah. Like, he really does look like Klaus. It's kind of the hair, but it's also the eyes, I think. I know that it's not a thing, but I'm still not convinced the Reyna, Elena thing is not a thing. I'm not letting that one go, but I will let the Klaus thing go. I think it was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, Marty, Stefan, is in the ambulance, and he's dying, and Ambrose rams the ambulance with his truck, and then he kills the poor EMTs.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I felt bad, because that guy actually seemed kind of nice, the one that was talking to Stefan on the, or Damon on the phone.
Frank and Sully, is that what their names were?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad. But, I mean, go Stefan for being a survivor, because he's in so much pain, and he's running through the woods. He ran away.
Yeah.
He had a lot of strength to do that.
I mean, honestly, the way Stefan has always been is he is, like, his humanity has been very important to him from the first episode on. But having this happen to him makes him even more, like, once, you know, he gets back to Stefan, he still understands humans.
Yeah.
Now, especially.
And last episode, we saw him talking about how, you know, he's always kind of pondered about the humanity thing. Last episode, he kind of said, oh, this is not fun being a human. You know, this is terrible. But forgot all about, you know, the pain and everything. And then he talked about human privilege when he was in that little cabin home and Ambrose was trying to kill him. And I thought that was interesting, too.
Yeah, it was. I almost wish when Elena turned back into a human back in the day that she would have been like, oh, this sucks. I feel like crap.
Yeah.
I have a hangover. You don't have those when you're a vampire.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Were you scared, though, when he was in that cabin and Ambrose was about to kill him? I mean, how smart is Ambrose for knowing about the grills and the propane tanks? And did they have propane tanks in the 1800s? Is that a silly question?
No, because I wouldn't want to say, like, no. But no, I don't. Oh, God, I don't know, actually. Fans, let us know if you think that they had propane tanks in the 1800s, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because he's just so quick on his feet to say, oh, you know what? Okay, well, here's this, and I'm going to blow up this house right here.
He's just a smart, calculating person.
Yeah, well, he tries to throw in a little fire. What was that?
I don't know what that was, actually. I don't know the right word for it.
Well, whatever it was, Damon stopped him, and Alaric shot him, and he said that felt good. So that's the Rick we love.
Yeah, and it's finally, okay, he's back. I'm going to save my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Rick, this is Rick's life no matter what. And I know that he wants to change it for his girls, but he's going to be part of this world regardless. The fact that he turned from being an original vampire back to being human, I mean, listen, he can't run away from this anymore.
And the fact that his kids are possibly going to be part of the Gemini Covenant, or would they not be? Because they are Joe's babies.
But they're twins.
And they're twins. I mean, we don't necessarily have to do the whole ritual and have one of them kill the other, but I mean, maybe they'll have power.
Yeah, I think they will, and maybe they could have even gotten something from being in Caroline's womb. I don't know. Yeah. That's a weird oven to be baked in for 9 months for her being a vampire and
so
all.
So, like, a heretic situation?
That
possibly?
I want to see those kids again. They could be a new interest. I would enjoy that for, even, remember Twilight? Like, the kid grew up super fast.
I never watched Twilight. Because I didn't like Twilight.
Okay, so as you guys, most of you probably do know, the kid in Twilight grew up super fast, but it was half vampire, half human. But still, these kids are going to be something weird. I know it.
Yeah, so then Alaric can't get out of the whole life.
No, and he's going to actually want to be involved now. That's what needs to happen, actually, is that the kids need his help because they're going through something supernatural, so then it'll bring him back 100%.
Yeah. Well, we have this Stefan and Ambrose now, and Valerie's doing the spell, which she initially said she needed two people to do the Gemini spell, but she was able to do it.
Kind of. I mean, she was able to, but she almost died.
Okay, but she lived, so we're good.
But it doesn't really matter anymore.
I know, but I mean, for her sake, for living. But so is Ambrose gone with this whole spell? Did they just throw his body into Marty's and Marty's gonna die?
I don't know. I was really unclear with that. I hope that's what they did, but also I kind of don't, because I thought the character was fun.
Yeah, and they were making him crazy, and kind of, if he's very smart while he's crazy, that's, you know, bad for our characters. So
yeah. I wonder who else he could be thrown into that we would accept into our world that's already part of it. I don't know. That would be very interesting if they did, though.
Yeah. Maybe he jumped into somebody else, a transitioning vampire, like he said. Because didn't he, or was he just killing that one kid at the house? Or was he making him a vampire, maybe, to jump into in case they did the spell and got one over on him?
I didn't think about it like that. I guess if he is really smart, that is probably what he did. But I don't know. Yeah, it would be fun.
So with this whole Valerie and Stefan relationship, we see a little bit back when Marty was in the ambulance. We see Stefan thinking about how he used to write Caroline letters 2 years ago in the Philippines. And I guess Valerie has always seen that. So she knows that he still has feelings for Caroline, and he'll always will. I mean, that was not like, oh, we're breaking up, it's over. I'm still in love with you, but this is the right thing to do in my mind, so that's why it's over.
But Caroline really did, I think, see it as a diss, back in the day, and two years ago, whatever it was, that because Alaric talks about it, that he broke Caroline's heart.
But here's the thing. What could Stefan have done differently? He asked Caroline to go with him, and she didn't want to, understandably. She had a connection with the baby. She, you know, wanted to be there for them, and I get that. But Stefan couldn't stay there because he had to be on the run at that point with Reyna.
Yeah, and I think it was really crappy she never opened his letters and just sent them back. Like, why was she so angry that he didn't basically get her kind of kids killed? Do you know what I mean?
And wouldn't Rick be smart and think about this, too, as opposed to just saying, yeah, you know what, he hurt her feelings? Wouldn't he be like, Caroline, listen, he has no choice.
Yeah, and I'm grateful that this is, like, the path that he's taking because he's protecting us. Mm-hmm. But he probably also didn't want to build Stefan up because he was trying to get
in there.
Was
he falling at that point, though? Maybe a little.
Well, I just think it's so interesting that at the beginning of the season, so many of the fans were saying that Alaric and Caroline were just a ruse and that it's so creepy that Alaric is with Caroline. And I disagreed the whole time because I said, I don't think it's a ruse and I don't think it's that creepy because think about it. Mm-hmm. Think about season one. I mean, when Stefan met Elena, she was 16. He was 100 and, like, that's weird, right?
Yeah, well.
But it wasn't weird. But when you think about it like that, but then the justification people were saying they didn't like Caroline and Alaric because he was her teacher. Like, how many years older really is he? Probably barely 10.
Age doesn't matter, right?
But people were saying they were creeped out by it. I don't know. But now we know it is confirmed. They are a real thing.
Yeah, because I don't know. But I think the whole Stefan and Caroline thing is going to happen because of what Valerie did. You know, Valerie was in, as she was doing the spell, she put Stefan in his little happy place, which was in his home, which was nice to see. I mean, it was kind of different picture-wise because they were in his mind, but it was nice to see, you know, Stefan and Damon's house.
I know, I missed it.
The old boarding house. Yeah, me too. So she tells him, she basically is still jealous about the whole Caroline thing, and you know, she broke up with Stefan because, I don't know, she was trying to get answers out of Stefan in that little mind thing that she was doing, and Stefan kept saying, you know, no, I love you. I don't want you to sacrifice yourself.
He never did say he loved her, though. That was
what did he say? He said, you are my real life. Mm-hmm. He did say I love you, though, in some of these episodes ago when we found out that they were dating, I'm pretty sure. Because, I mean, obviously, it's totally possible to love several people, but his heart, and he's still in love with Caroline because they didn't end that. You can't just jump into another relationship and then into another one and just not expect to have, you know, feelings.
Yeah.
Still attached. So she, which I thought was amazing, and this is where I actually did feel bad for her character, like you were saying, she broke up with him because she wants him to be happy and he has a chance. And I thought that was so... I wrote in my notes, wow, she's grown. Because she hasn't been like this.
Yeah, I know. But I also think it was one of those conversations that sadly, because I understood, because I think I've had it. You say to someone that you're with that you care about, I know that you don't love me like I love you. And you want them to say, no, 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 that's not true. But he didn't. And then she says, you know, I know that you still love Caroline, basically. And she, I think half of her said it because she needed to say it and wanted to move on. But the other half of her said it because she wanted him to say, no, you're crazy. I love you. And to profess his love for her. But he didn't. And that's what was the saddest part for me, to see her reaction when he didn't say any of that. Yeah. And very easily let her go, to be honest.
Well, it is sad for her character when you think about, she thinks that Stefan's the only thing she has. She doesn't have anything anymore. It's like, what is she going to go do? And kind of made me think, okay, so is the heretic storyline, like all of the heretics, they're gone? Is it gone?
A lot of fans think that at least Nora, it might still be alive in some way, and that Mary Louise was able to, you know, transfer Nora into another body or something like that.
Okay.
I would... Even though, you know what, I did like Mary Louise and Nora, and they got me to like them, and I was mad they ripped them away so fast, so I would be okay with them coming back, but I do like those actors, so I don't know how that would exactly work.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if they're going to just do body jumping and we're going to have to start liking some new ones. New actors, same characters.
Yeah, I mean, they do it on the originals a lot and it works.
Right.
So they could do it with this again, but I, and personally, me... Nora. I just am a big fan of that actress. I really, really liked her.
Yeah.
So I would be happy to see her again.
Well, we'll see. So let's talk a little bit about Enzo and Bonnie.
Benzo!
Yeah. So when Enzo took Reyna, he said that he needed her blood.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is for?
Yeah. Because they, what? This pill thing is a little bit confusing to me.
So, okay, so Reyna thought Enzo had her because she thought Enzo was taking her to the armory. Mm-hmm. So, and Enzo said Alex St. John got everything she needed from Reyna.
Mm-hmm.
So they have enough blood supply to keep making these pills? Is that what's happening?
I guess, and this is all too, like, doppelganger bloodish. I know she's not a doppelganger, I know, but the using the blood to create new things is kind of a similar storyline.
Right, because that's what they did a lot mm-hmm. with Elena's blood. So the armory invented the pill that suppresses the magic, and Reyna says that the effects of her blood cannot be reversed, only enhanced, because magic doesn't work like science.
Yeah.
And are you scared about this?
Well, I know Bonnie's really scared, which is so scary to see her scared. That's what scared me the most, is to see her fear. Because she has been through basically everything you could possibly be through, and to see her so scared really scared me.
I know.
A lot of this is scaring me just because the actors, you know, are all like, next season, this is my last, whatever. And, you know, but she is going to be in, I think, the entirety of next season, Kat Graham. So I don't think she's going to die of this, but it is scary. Yeah. I agree.
There's always going to be some kind of a loophole, right?
Yeah, and if anyone's going to figure it out, it's going to be Bonnie.
Yeah, and Bonnie, so we learn more about Bonnie, thank goodness, because we haven't gotten her for a couple episodes, and we really want to know what's going on with her relationship with Enzo. How did that happen? What is she doing in this mental institution? And we learn that she's actually undercover at a mental institution, and where is it? Asheville, North Carolina. And she starts out by talking about Damon, and this is the person that we've always wanted to know, and it's confirmed, I think for many people it was probably confirmed episodes ago, but mm-hmm. that Damon's the one that she lost.
You know, okay, someone brought up something really interesting that I'm kind of kicking myself for not putting this together. What? Brandy said, Bonnie can't die, or Elena will come back, and we won't have Nina, so there's no reason to worry, which is true. Because if Bonnie does die, that means Elena is coming right back. And we know that Nina Dobrev said she's not coming back until, like, the Caesar series finale.
It'll work if it's true that they'll end Vampire Diaries after season 8.
Exactly. So if Bonnie does die at the end of next season, then that would make perfect sense. But, you know.
She's coming back for the end.
Yeah, it's just funny because I knew that always, but I didn't make that connection in my head.
Oh, it's interesting. That scares me a little bit. I don't ever want this show to end. But Bonnie, in this mental institution, has not been taking her medicine, but taking the pills that Enzo is giving her, but not the medicine from the institution. And she keeps taking or replacing this one patient's pills with sugar pills, Virginia.
I liked that girl.
You did?
I did. I liked her a lot more than Alex, her sister.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Alex.
Mm-mm.
And I'm still not convinced that Enzo actually is part of the St. John family. They never gave him proof unless they gave him proof and haven't shown us yet.
I could see it, though, at least really? The way that they look like. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Virginia, she was a little weird in the beginning. She looked like she was going to attack Bonnie, and then all of a sudden she wanted to hug her.
That is true. It was weird, but I really enjoyed the scene when Bonnie started saying things that Virginia was like, wait, what? Bennett, which... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And started connecting these things. I found that really fascinating.
So what she was doing was she knew who Virginia was and who her family was, and she went into this institution undercover to talk to Virginia and get answers as to why the armory is looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did see, before this whole time jump, we saw Alex asking Enzo where Bonnie was. So they've been looking for 3 years.
And, yeah, because the pills cloak them, in
right.
a sense.
And this is what I was wondering, though. Can witches do a locator spell on regular humans, right? They can.
Yeah, I think that's the easiest thing to do.
So, by cloaking her magic, does that just cloak her altogether, or does it just cloak her magic and you can still find Bonnie?
I think both, because it's kind of like, if you want to be cloaked, then your magic has to be cloaked. So it's like, okay, my safety or my magic, and it's, you have to give something to get being cloaked.
Right.
That's, I think that makes the most sense.
Okay. Well, Virginia tells us that when she says she's a Bennet witch, she says you know, a Bennet witch sealed some vault in the basement at the armory.
And she said they only knew of one Bennet witch, like she did, and she didn't seem to know that there were so many.
Did we know the Lucy Bennet who disappeared 4 years ago? I can't remember.
I don't think so. You guys in the chat, if you could let us know if we've ever heard of Lucy Bennet before this whole storyline, that would be awesome, because we know there's a lot of Bennets, and...
Yeah, I can't remember when we met the witch that was friends with Catherine, what her name was.
Oh.
Was her name Lucy?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't think so, but that would be really interesting.
Because she died.
Yeah, she did.
So she disappeared because she died, possibly. And they didn't know about Bonnie, because Bonnie died, didn't die, went away, came back. You know, Bonnie
kind of... Yeah, that was kind of funny when she talked about... She's like, well, I died a bunch of times, I don't even know.
Well, she has to poke fun at it, because we're all wondering what's happening with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bonnie... This girl goes crazy, though.
She does. She loses it. It's almost as though Bonnie strikes a certain chord with her, and then she does go crazy.
Whatever is in this vault must be really, really scary.
Do you want to know what it reminded me a lot of?
What?
It reminded me a lot of season one with... where they thought Catherine was.
The tomb. The tomb. Underneath.
Yes, the vampire tomb. It reminded me of that, because the whole first half of season one was about Damon wanting to open that up and then being scared because there was... But we don't know what's in the vault either.
Maybe it's not an object. Maybe it's a person or a whole group of new people. I mean, we've already had heretics, so what else could we... Do.
Oh, they could go... God knows, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's scary, and I think that's what makes... You know, it's exciting, and when you said at the very beginning, you just bringing it back and it's got it on track again, this is what I thought about immediately.
Really? Yeah. I think it's a cool idea, and I just think that what is the best thing with this show is that vampires, especially the ones we know, not Caroline, but most of them, have lived for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of history there that we can delve into. We don't need to make up new stuff.
That's true. We have
so much stuff in their history that we can bring back, which is what I enjoy the most.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this girl ends up, you know, attacking Bonnie because she doesn't want to help Bonnie if Bonnie's not going to promise... So that she's not going to open this vault.
I know. I was like, Bonnie, just lie. Just lie.
I know. But, I mean, this girl's... Something's weird about this girl. She just really, really doesn't want to open the vault. She didn't want to help her family. She tried to protect them.
It almost seems as though she might be put under some kind of spell, though.
Oh, really?
Where it's because you saw, like I said, she struck a chord and then all of a sudden she was crazy. Maybe it's that if something about the vault is mentioned or letting someone out from the vault, she'll just, like, attack, attack, attack.
But who would put that on her? Because it wouldn't be her family. Her family wants to get into it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's somebody else and she has, like, a lover or had a lover of some sort that put a compulsion on her. I don't know.
Well, at the very end, we finally see this Enzo and Bonnie thing. They hug and kiss.
Yes.
It's really cute.
We have a lot of fans here that are so excited about that.
Yeah.
And it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was sweet. I enjoyed it. We've been waiting for it for a long time, but we still don't really know how they got together.
Yeah, I know. But I like, though, that she's using him as, you know, it's her best friend. Not to replace Damon, because that's not what he did, but that the friendship thing. She's telling him everything that's going on. She's, you know, keeping him in the loop, and they seem to have this really good friendship bond that has blossomed into a relationship because they have chemistry, which I totally understand. And then it got sad again because Enzo told her, yes, what?
Oh, I just need to say that the chat's freaking out. They're saying in the vault, wolf witches.
Wolf witches.
And they think that you are going to be very excited about that.
Because of the wolves?
Yeah. But that is something that we haven't, I mean, you know, we have the heretics.
Yeah.
We don't ever have wolf witches, I don't know.
Yeah, because we've seen hybrids, right? So mm-hmm. That's a wolf vamp, so now we're going to some wolf witches.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be fun if that's true. So,
one more thing. What? Sorry. Nicholas Kelly gave me some good background. Lucy is in New Orleans in Algiers. I don't know what that is. And Lucy Bennet was the witch that worked with Catherine in Masquerade. So she was. Hashtag season two. Sam, read this. Hashtag witch bitches. Werewolves / witch hybrids may be in the vault. Whoa, you guys were right. That would be so crazy. Now I'm going to rewatch the Masquerade episode when I get home, actually.
Oh, I've seen it recently because I was watching
it. It's one of my favorites of all time.
It was good.
Such a good episode.
They linked Catherine and Elena. Oh.
Let's all rewatch it, guys, and then tweet at us. That'd be fun.
Yeah, let's all watch it at the same time, live tweet, so to speak. So, anyway, so Bonnie and Enzo, he tells her, and she looked scared. Like you mentioned, she looks terrified about these pills, and she kind of looked angry. I didn't want her to get mad at Enzo because he didn't know, and she didn't, but she looks scared.
Yeah, and it's just crazy to me that she's scared, but maybe it's like PTSD from dying so many times.
But he said three years it took Mary Louise to actually die, and even at that point, she supposedly had a week left. We don't know how long she might have had after that because they blew up themselves with the stone, but Bonnie could potentially die from this then, right? Next season and the whole show end because it took 3 years to wear down Mary Louise.
I'm going to be real, though. Even if it does end next season, which I know we want this to go on forever, but if Ian Somerhalder leaves, I would rather the show end season 8 and have it be, like, epic. Hashtag season 1. than just have it continue to carry on. But I don't want it to be because Bonnie dies of these pills. I want it to be because of something different, because we're predicting that. That's so easy.
Right. That's true. They're never going to... They always have some twists for us.
Oh, they have lots of twists.
Yeah. Well, at the very end of the episode, Damon, who, by the way, has been asking about Bonnie, kind of, to Alaric, and I thought it was sweet because she is sitting here thinking and telling her support group that he doesn't even contact me, he's been back, and he's not even saying anything. But Bonnie has no idea how Stefan is, what's going on with Stefan and Marty and Ambrose. So she's clueless about that. So I get why she's mad, because she doesn't know. But Damon, he's got other important stuff. As soon as he woke up, he's on the fight of his life for his brother, saving his brother. His brother's dying. He's in a human body. He's got so much going on that he can't really focus on Bonnie, although he still is clearly thinking about her. So I'd like to see that from Damon.
Yeah, and I think we will. And I don't know. Her reaction to him was interesting, right?
You know what, though? I wanted to scream. I mean, I kind of did. I yelled. I was like, no! What? When she slammed the door in his face and he couldn't even get the words out. He had flowers for her, and it was just sad. But I get her anger, but I feel, I don't know, I'm sad about the whole situation.
I guess I want to know more about what she went through in the past 3 years as to why, you know, why she ran to Enzo and hates Damon. Because Enzo, I think, hates both Damon and Stefan at this point. And maybe Enzo poisoned her, but she's just always going to be hurt by Damon. And I don't know if it's because, like, he won't love her. And I know that's weird, but there's so many Baymon fans out there.
Well, speaking about Baymon fans, I bet you they went crazy. I was going crazy when I heard this. When Bonnie first was talking to Virginia, she said she was betrayed by Damon, and Damon was not her boyfriend. I don't know what he was. So why wouldn't she say he was my friend, my best friend?
He was, like, my best friend in the whole world who is gone now. This was her boyfriend. And, I mean, I know it's a lot to say, but... And then he became my best friend because my best friend was gone. That's what I think. That's what I always thought they were.
You didn't see anything romantic out of that sentence that she said tonight?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I absolutely did. Yeah. And that is what kind of clued me in to think that, well, maybe she really did think it was more than that.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't think we're going to have them being not friends for long, because in the previews, should we get into some predictions?
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, it looks like next week, the previews show Raina is working with everyone. She's on our team, kind of.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so Bonnie and Damon, are killing all of Raina's vampires that she's previously put in the stone, which I think will be really fun, because I want to know more about who she's killed and put in the stone.
Yeah, I agree, but that's just, like, that's so much work.
But it's fun.
It is fun, because they have to work together.
Yeah, and they're working together, and they're going to be friends again, and they're going to work through their problems. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's going to be fine in the end.
I mean, they're going to have to work pretty fast because from what we know, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. How many?
I forget what she said, but she said a big number at one point. So
why are they helping her? What is she going to do for them? Try to figure out the whole blood situation?
Yeah, even though she's already said that there's no way to fix it, a.k.a. fix Bonnie. But maybe there is, and that's why they're going to end up working with her.
Yeah. Well, what else do you predict that we're going to be seeing?
Yes, absolutely the Damon and Bonnie reunion. I think I'm a little bit scared for Enzo's well-being.
Oh, you think he might die?
I think Enzo could die. I do.
In what way?
I don't know. I think that he screwed over far too many people and has pretended to be on so many sides that one of those sides is just bound to kill him and he can't make up his damn mind and that is going to be his demise.
Is it one of those situations where you didn't know how you felt about him for a while and then they're bringing him back to, okay, we like him again, and then they're going to kill him?
I don't know. I mean, I certainly hope not. I like Enzo. I do. And I like the actor. I think that we are going to... For Valerie, putting the, we're back in the Salvatore mansion, I want to be back there.
Me too.
I want Mystic Falls to be a playground again.
Me too.
And not, like a heretic playground, but...
Well, the heretics are gone. The Reyna's on our side. The heretics are gone. What is the big bad? The armory and then the vault?
But I don't trust Reyna. Here's the thing. I don't trust Reyna. But maybe she will seduce one of the guys. I don't know. I have no idea. Caroline is going to be back. Candace Akla, hopefully, is going to be... she is out of maternity leave.
Yay.
And I definitely want to see her and Stefan together. And apparently next week, a lot of the fans are telling us we will get some Enzo storyline.
Cool.
Backstory for what he's been doing the past 3 years.
With the armory and Bonnie?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which I want to see the Bonnie stuff mostly.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
So, in the meantime, until next week, where can the fans find you?
You guys can find me online at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43 and on Snapchat at samdavidson25.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and youtube.com/KatieCampbell. Online. I have a vlog. And until next week, tweet us, talk to us.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.